Thank you for tuning in to our first Lutheran Church podcast travel series. We will explore some of the faithful travel experiences members of our congregation have undertaken. I hope these discussions will inspire you to go out into the world. Bless it in the name of Jesus, and let it bless you back. All right. Well, welcome back to our First Lutheran Church of Columbia Heights travel podcast. And today we are talking with Larry about our Mission Jamaica trip. Now, we have to differentiate because we are hearing stories from some of our youth that went on a youth and young adult trip. But Larry has been leading a trip of primarily adults for many years. So welcome, Larry, and thank you. Thank you for being here. So you've been doing this for a long time. How long have you been doing Mission Jamaica?
Well, back in 2005, Paul Christensen, a member of our church, was looking for some type of mission service to do. And he came across Mission Jamaica out of St. Andrew's Church. And the rest is just kind of history. We've been doing it every year since 2005, with the exception of the COVID break.
Our math. So that's about 21 years?
24.
No, our math is wrong. You're going to have to cut this part. I shouldn't have tried because it's less than 20. It would be 18, yeah.
Actually, it's in 24.
So it'll be 19.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be 19 years.
Yes.
Wow. So what made you personally want to get involved with Mission Jamaica?
Well, I had done a few mission trips with the youth when my kids were younger, but I wanted also an experience for both my wife and I to partake in. And when this came up, we kind of jumped at the chance, and we have loved it and continue to look forward to it every year.
Wonderful. So can you just tell us some of the things Mission Jamaica does? As much as you've been involved in it, it seems like probably everybody knows, but maybe the people listening don't know. So can you tell us some of the things that they do?
Sure. Probably the biggest thing that we do is we're involved with West Haven Orphanage, and we have been involved with them since we started. And Mission Jamaica provides financial support to them, and also when the groups do come up, they help the staff with laundry, caring for the kids. There's a lot of maintenance to do there. Of course the kids are something else.
Can you tell us about them?
Sure. They have varying degrees of mental and physical disabilities. But it's just amazing that we can go one time a year, and when we come back, they will remember your names. That's just amazing. There's so many different activities that you can be involved in with the kids, and we just really have a blast with that.
Yeah, wonderful. And then besides the orphanage, what are some of the things you do?
Yeah, some of the other things is we do a project called Jabode, which is building homes in the community. We have a representative that lives in the area that we work, and she looks for the family that is in need the most. Many families are in need, so it's kind of difficult, but we will build a home for them as well. And typically we build this house in 3 days.
Can you describe the house?
Yes, it's pretty basic. It's a 12 by 16 stick frame house. It does have a poured cement floor, but it's just one big room with a door and two windows.
And a door that locks. I remember that being a big deal.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They have to be very protective of the things that they have. So that's another thing that we do. And then also we have medical clinics. And typically we have two physicians come with us and maybe four or five nurses, and then also just some volunteers to help with that. And we go out into the community. There is much need for medical care there. And basically spend a day at 3 to 4 locations. One of the other things that it's exciting is that at the hotel, they also offer a day of medical clinic to the employees there as well.
So one thing that surprised me when I was first volunteering was the fact that Jamaica is socialist, right? At any rate, the hospitals are free.
Yes.
So can you explain why there's such a need for medical clinics when the medical system is free in Jamaica?
Well, it's very much in demand, and people wait for long periods of time. And when we come there to do medical clinics, we don't try to cure people. We try to give them basic care, checking their vital signs. We see a lot of people that have what they call the pressures and the sugars, which is hypertension and also diabetes. So we try to get them lined up at least to see a physician and get some type of control with that. But the medical care is pretty basic. If you have money, there are many clinics, emergency centers that you can go into and pay cash.
Right, but so Mission Jamaica offers it free for the people that couldn't afford to do that.
Yes, and, that's correct.
Yeah,
and we
yeah.
do take meds with us, basic meds, vitamins. Sometimes we are able to get some diabetic medications as well, but it's pretty basic care.
Right,
yes.
right.
Yeah.
And I remember how it's such a big deal that Mission Jamaica offers it, the care to the people that work at the resort. And doesn't the resort even give them time off of work and to attend it?
Yes, they do. And that's one of the things too, is that I think most of the people that work in the resort probably can't afford care other than what the government has. So they are very excited when we can come in there and do some medical screening for them.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So this is all done in the backdrop of faith. It's a mission. And can you explain how your faith is impacted by your volunteering with Mission Jamaica?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one thing that happens every year, continues to happen, is one of my favorite things to do is work on a Jabode project, because you get out in the community, and also many of the neighbors will come out and help with the home as well. So we're able to meet many people within the community. And the thing that I see so much, the areas that we're in are very poor. The people have so little, but yet they are so thankful for what they do have. And they have a very strong faith, and they believe that the Lord will provide for them. So I think that's something that every year I come back with, and it's an appreciation for what we have. And when I look at their faith, it encourages me a lot. Yeah.
Was there ever a specific time that you can remember now where you felt God's presence while you were doing the mission work? A particular story that was meaningful to you?
Story-wise, I think probably the thing that happens again and again for me, I think that is powerful, is after we've built the home, we have a dedication before we leave, and we dedicate the home to the homeowners. We give them a suitcase full of household goods, and then typically, we will have a pastor that will lead that and prayer with that. And that, to me, is just very impactful to see, you know, what we did in a few days and how it changes a family. That's probably the thing that really impacts me.
Sure, yeah. Sure. So I assume you think this would be a good opportunity for a lot of people to volunteer with Mission Jamaica. Who do you think would be a great person to volunteer? Do you have qualifications? Is there an age limit or an ability limit?
No, that's a thing with Mission Jamaica is we have people go as young as a teenager that will go with an adult all the way up to people in their 80s that will go. So really no age limit, no real skill level, and there's always things for you to do. And I guess along with encouraging people, if you were ever thinking about taking a trip to Jamaica in the wintertime just as a vacation, to very much consider Mission Jamaica. Mission Jamaica has been described as a vacation with a purpose. We don't work the whole time we're there. We do have a couple of free days, which you can do with whatever you want to do, free time. So, and I think something that's very important too is not that vacations to Jamaica aren't good, staying at a resort, but I think it gets you out into the communities and to really see life in Jamaica, which is probably far different than what you see staying in a resort.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up because, first of all, there is a resort, which is different from what the young adults got to stay at. So there's air conditioning and there's buffet and lots of the touristy things you would like to experience if you were on a vacation. But at the same time, you are getting to know the spirit of the country too, not just the vacation part of it.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Larry, and thank you for sharing about your experience with Mission Jamaica. And I join my voice with Larry's encouraging anybody to give it a try. One of my children went on it, and the first time she said she could never go to Jamaica any other way because it was so meaningful to her. Mm-hmm. And she would feel bad just staying at a resort and not getting to know the country better. So thank you, Larry. And I would just like to close us with a prayer then.
Sure.
Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing us together and giving us hearts that want to serve you and hearts that are willing to go where you call. So we ask for a special blessing on Larry and the group he will be leading this coming winter to Jamaica. And I pray that you will raise up in all of us an understanding of your call for us to serve your children all over the world. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.